Blog Talk Radio.
Going on in the national side and see what's going on and who all in the room.
And we'll get back on part number. We'll get on part number four, and let's see what's going on. And we'll get on part four of this broadcast. Remember, no class tomorrow, but we're back on Wednesday night. Senior citizen time, no doubt about it. All right, no class tomorrow. We're going to start on the international side and see we're all in the room, and we'll get something going on this Monday. And let's see what's going on here on the international. All the slots are still 195 international countries. And what's flashing out in New York? It's not on here. So I've got a memo. What happens once the body shut down? What happens? Well, what do the Bible say happens? When the body shut down, what do the Bible say? WCC, no sarcastic here. Just tell me what it saying. All right, let's see what's going on here on the international side. 111-809. Here, how many of you think is pro bosses of the true Israelites? 111-809. I'll say truthfully, 9. I'll say 9. How about that? 111-809. I'll say 9. So, you want to make it by you again, huh? WCC? It ain't going to happen. We'll go find the elder and bring him in. You tell you about the broadcast. Remember, no class tomorrow. Then we'll bring the elder and we'll go from there. 195 international countries, 111-809 flashing out of New York on the international side. So when you meet the elder, a loud voice, you say, Elder Tiff, that's my BBLC, right?
And Yahuwah bless you, see it as well, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, always a new event every time we come to the room. Can expect everything, but one thing we know we can expect, they're going to hear some words. No doubt about it. So what have you got to tell this national audience while we look over a couple of these memos? 195 international countries, 111-809 is flashing on the international side. Just take your time and you go from there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you. Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 111,809 listeners came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, it's unfortunate sometimes they have to hear embarrassing statements on messages that you get from certain people, seeming like they should be able to rationalize what's being said. What happens when the body shuts down? That's a heck of a question. What happens when the brain shuts down? Well, anyway, that's something to think about. Well, that means a teacher can't learn from his students. Looks like somebody needs more teaching as being a questioning student. This is why you gain experience by teaching. A teacher does. Now, a student, as I always say, he can possibly learn from a good teacher. But sometimes the questions that you ask go far beyond learning. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we reach out there and we try to give you the word as it's written, with sense behind it. We all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening to what we say never understand. And that's without proper teaching, like people asking about the Sabbath day. I find that this is a big if between a lot of different camps. 24 hours, sundown to sundown. Some say it's just on Saturday. Well, I had to give them a verse in Leviticus to see if that kind of straightened them up. I says, why don't you read Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32, and see what that says. See what the Bible says. You know, I'm not going to answer with a manly verse. Let's see what the Bible says. So they said, well, what does it say? I said, okay, you want me to read it? Leviticus 23, verse number 32. It says it shall be a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month, evening from evening to evening. You shall celebrate your Sabbath. Well, the Bible says evening to evening, so I don't see how they would get one day out of that. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics and sometimes questions from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books for your biblical understanding, your health, which we often mention, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have knocked. This is information you came to seek, and now you found of what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. As was said earlier, we don't have a class on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time for this season is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. You will click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still, do what it says, follow tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone to keep in mind what it tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. 9, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to what it tells us in the Bible scriptures of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also in Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Help keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click in it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first will be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, also, we want to mention that during the normal broadcast, We're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Terizzolites, Tribe of Yada. This is where Yaqua's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions that's on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic of more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But this time, we will turn our program over to our Seer Israel, and we're going to sit back and take notes ourselves. We have some fantastic people out there that remember a whole lot. As soon as you ask them one question, they can't remember the verse that we just quoted. That's a shame. So we'll pass our program over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yaqua.
Hallelujah, Yaqua there. Hey, hold on, I was asking on your part again, and I guess we might answer a little bit of that question before we kind of get back to the topic of the lesson. I guess we might well answer a little bit of that, no doubt about it. Based on what happens when you forgot what the question was and got away from it now. Well, I know that. What happened when the body shut down? What happens after? Okay, well, I might take a look at that for a minute. But we definitely gonna get back on what we're knowing. So, no doubt about it. We will tell you that number one thing: no class tomorrow, and y'all probably be with y'all. And what is this memo saying? Okay, probably y'all will be a few minutes late getting into the room. Okay. All right. Well, Mother E, start moving them books around a bit, Mother E, and we're going to secretly go a couple of verses down until Brother Yagda is into the room, and then the WCC picks his microphone up. So Mother E, start looking at them books and spreading around a bit. That give us a chance to maybe look at a few things that and that's we can kind of peep at for a minute or two. Now, probably we might well look at something of what said, what happens after death? What happens after death? What happens after death? Okay, well, we might well take a little peek at some of that. So, we'll throw a couple of verses on the table for a minute. And if we get something going on, well, you're going to see me bring Brother Yaqua down to Israel. And maybe we'll get back with you a bit later. And let's see if that is picking up on Brother Yaqua in. So if we bring Brother Yaqua in, get something going on, what is said. So when you meet Brother Yaqua in Israel with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yaqua in Israel, Yaqua beat that thing right.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah, Yaqua.
Hallelujah, Yaqua, Brother Yaqua Israel. Well, we got a couple of questions on the table. What happens after death? And the WCC, when they got some big dignitaries with them, which you explained a little bit of that. And before we get on to it, on our topic, we might as well take a little peek at some things to... you know, on their end. So let's get a little Luke out the name. And then we'll peep at a couple of things. Then we'll get back to the topic of theory. Then we'll get back to the point that it was very important about topic of theory. So we know the smoke screen anyway. We have to get a couple of hits in here. So what we got down here, man, see what's going on in Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What we got down here, man, for you.
Look at Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's it. And at very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you have to say. And I'll say, did you all get any kind of glance at that? Anything based upon did you kind of pique your interest in Brother Yahweh Israel? Anything pique your interest?
I really haven't even got to it yet, Seal. I'm still bogged down with trying to get through some things. I'll be there before the next broadcast. I'll be done went through it, though.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah. We're going to definitely get back on some more Drew Ali, because he made a lot of profound statements, and we want to check him out and keep him stands up a little bit. So,
I've been trying to run down some information on that, especially the one that you pointed out about the Justinian War. So I've been peeping a little bit of that, but I'm not really got my ducks in a row yet.
That's why, because that is starting around the 5th century. He says a whole lot, but we're gonna tie that in. Up the lesson that we're on right now, we're going to tie all that in. But I don't recall getting Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Maybe get another little dose out of that, brother. Y'all got here for a little thing.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And that very same hour, the righteous spirit will do the teaching. That's the bottom line. Although we got a couple of memos. My fact, I got more memos on there, but you think something, we want to pick your topic. But we're here to change exactly what happened after death. You see what this means, what happens after death. What happens after death? We're gonna take a little things in it. We don't put much in it, but we'll read a little bit of the WCC. What happens after that? Let's run over to the book of Romans chapter 19. Let's see where Ishmael's voice is written in 19 chapter verse 25 down verse 27. Let's see what he says real quick. That brother Yahweh is Oh, Brother Job, oh, Ishmael's boy, what do you got to say? You and talk to
me. Can you come back with that seal? It was kind of muffled there a little bit.
The book of Job, chapter 19, verse 25 down to verse 27. Let's see what Job says pertaining to what Ishmael's boy says pertaining to what happens after we start to get this body down. What can we read that happens there? Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 19, verse number 25 through 27 reads, Job chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Verse 26, "Though after my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see Yahweh." Verse 27, "Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me."
So you say this body that we're in now right here is what it does, this body that we have right here, what it says in three 19 of Genesis. Something says in 3:17 through 19. What did Adam say? What happened? When Adam was his first son, what did Adam say happens once he set the same down? He made a final statement in the chapter about something that was told to Adam. And third chapter, verse 1,
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 19 reads, "In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return."
Mm-hmm. So that's that was the tell of his firstborn son that he created Adam. He's Adam. I tell you, where you born was, you shut down, that where you going. You going back where you came from. Thus you are, and thus that you going to return. That was a, so he put just man together. What did he put in this just man in 2 verse 7? What is the components that he put in man and to himself?
Book of Genesis 2, verse number 7 reads, "And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living person."
Mm-hmm. So he breathed into man's nostrils, and man became a living person, living soul. So before he breathed into his nostrils, he was just a dead soul. But once he breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul. So when he put in the body and the soul is in a chamber. It's not three components. It's one. The body is the soul. The soul is the body. What he put in man after he formed him was the breath of life. He breathed into man's nostrils, and man became a living soul, a living person, a living body, all in a chamber. So it's not three components. The spirit is in a man, and we're going to find out what happens when you shut down. We know your body goes back. Then what else happens next that we can reach? It's all about one thing. What can we read in the Bible? What happens according to the Almighty Yahweh? I'm looking for a statement in the book of Job that Brother Yahweh was delivered. It talks about Elohim. When he made a profound statement talking to Job of 3:3, he made a statement to his 3 friends. He made a profound statement. And we want to see what did he say when he was talking to his 3 friends. So if you can find it for me, you go ahead and take off. And he was talking to his 3 friends. I'll tell you what. In the 32nd chapter of Job, let's see what he says in 32, verse number 8. What he says in 32, verse 8 of the book of Job.
The book of Job, 32, verse number 8 reads, Job chapter 32, verse number 8. "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty give them understanding."
There's a spirit in man. So that spirit is in man. Go back to 2 verse 7. Let's see what the interchangeable word is. For a spirit is a spirit. There is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of Yahweh Almighty give them understanding. Now, what is the interchangeable word with spirit that we can read in 2 verse 7?
Okay. Book of Genesis 2 verse 7. "And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
The breath of life. So the breath of life and the spirit that's in man is an interchangeable word. That is what's called the double meaning. So the breath and the spirit in this case is one of the same. And then when all my pulling from you, let's see what happens, kind of David, when he pulled that from you. Remember, the breath, the spirit is interchangeable. But when the Almighty pull it from you, we're going to see exactly what happens when the Almighty says it's time for me to pull that breath from you. In the book of John. Let's see what it says. Well, you know when the doctor said he's fumbling all around with you? He said, well, the tank will stop. He'll stop breathing. So once you stop breathing, that breath, that's it, see right. Once you get that last breath, that's it. So they take the machine off your end because you're not breathing no more. So that spirit called the breath is no longer with you no more. Now let's find out what happens with that breath, with the interchange word called spirit. We're going to 146 and see what the mental spirit told David about that 1, 2, 3, 4. You take your notes at WCC. Take the notes and we'll give them out in a row after we do one note. 146, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see what the Almighty said. Well, when Yahweh says in St. John 7, verse 6, what did he say again in 7, verse 6 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of St. John 7, verse number 6 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
He said, now you tell you something. That's why I don't know why we keep following around this man right here, and this man telling you something. Your time is always ready. Boy, you know your time is always ready. You go give it all you got. Every chance you get opportunity to open your mouth, give it all you got, because your time is always ready. And so he told David exactly about what happened when a man's time is ready in 146, 1, 2, 3, 4. What he says in Psalm 146, 146. So we're clear about man's time is always ready. We're clear about that now. So you keep on, that word called procrastinate, and keep on fumbling around, and your time get ready, and then you mess around, you get yourself caught up. You get yourself caught up. I got to put right out here on that, brother. Y'all got your friend. And in the first book of Enoch, I'm struggling, brother. Y'all got your friend. So in the first book of Enoch, he made a profound statement in the first book of Enoch behind me. And he said something, or did he say it in the second book of Enoch? He made a profound statement there, brother. That's how you get it. Well, this time you get that caught up, hey, you know, we come to serve those that got a ear to hear anyway. So in the 62nd chapter of the second book of Enoch, I think, in the second chapter of Enoch, we want to find out something that he said. You know, that you can read. Matter of fact, if you give it to RD, you take off on that too. So like I said again, I'm following all around. What happens? He tells the man, now, your time is already ready. And don't think that if you, it's no something there, bro. Y'all
got your draft.
Can you take one now?
Nah, I need a little bit more.
Well, you know, I don't want to give it too much of him. But, you know, when he says, You know, Enoch will make my final statement when he said something. So now if you don't get this thing right, I didn't want to say it. I just want to run and kill it. I don't really want to say anything. Enoch done all the talking. You see, what I just want to do is hear Enoch quoted on what he says pertaining to this, when you get your shutdown period is on you and all that running around trying to find anything you need after that. He made a final statement. Yeah, brother, y'all got you there. And what did he say? Well, we're going to tell that the part. He says, no repentance after death. So if you ain't got this thing right, you think you're here somewhere, and you didn't repent and get yourself together of the way you got it written, there's no repentance after death. We didn't want to say that. So happy. But you got to get it right while you still. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at something like that. Well, let me give it a shot here in the second book of Enoch, chapter 62,
mm-hmm.
verse number 1. Said,
yeah.
Blessed is the man or woman who in his patience bring his gift with his faith before Yahweh's face, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2. But if he take back his word before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time passes and he does not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death.
So you see what the man's saying. Let me say it in 7 verse 6. Your time is always. So now you get to fumbling all around and be fumbling all around. But look here. Once you set this thing down and you ain't got your repentance right, you ain't got nothing coming. It's no repentance after death. You can't say, well, I believe they meant to start wearing their fringes, keeping the Sabbath day, and keeping them feast days, keeping the day of the Almighty Yahweh, which is when the sun goes down on Friday, the sun goes down on Saturday. They meant to do it, but they just trying to do it. What happened to them? Yeah, they don't shut down now. Well, we can tell you exactly like it is. If you shut down and you ain't got it right, it's no repentance on after death. Remember one thing. This ain't about New York. It's how he takes you. That's why he said your time is always. So every chance you get to keep the Sabbath day while your friend is on and don't say Yahweh, take advantage of it. Because once you get this thing down, it's no repentance after death. No repentance after death. Matter of fact, and something else he said in this book of Enoch about that too. He made another statement behind that, Brother Yahweh Israel. And I think it's in 2 Ezra too. I mean, Enoch, he said they're gonna come and try to figure out his name is YHWH, and them great big mental spirits gonna say something behind that. It ain't fumbling around with the name right now. Well, he said 9 years again. If y'all call him, you know, that question is answered by Enoch. This is not my second Enoch 14. I'm all over the place, but it's answered about what's going on. So if you got that, bring it out too. That talks about they're going to talk to him. The great big number of prayers are going to say, no. He said, you heard the six anointed camp tell you his name in 4 letters. You heard him bring out all the documents showing you them they came out of Egypt on the plaster of the wall. His name is 4 letters. You heard all the findings of the name in 4 letters. You just refused not to call him by the 4 letters. You want to do it the way you want to do it, but your time is up. So what that verse at, Brother Yahweh is, we can take care of that too while we're in this book.
Yeah, I'm trying to lay my eyes on it, see it, but it ain't registering just yet.
So you know, they're going to say, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I saw all the time, we took everything on the regular book, man, in the regular book, and we get to that final question based upon, did we finish that 146?
No, sir.
Okay,
we
let's
get
that 146 out the way. That 146 out the way. We're going to find out a couple things on the way. I find out a couple things. You know, this Bible's got everything you need to work with. It's just, if we can entertain you, then we still going to get back on what we got to get on. But sometimes, a lot of questions, no accident when they be packed.
The book of Psalms 146, verse 1 through 4 reads, Psalms 146, verse number 1. Praise you, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. Verse number 2. While I live, I will praise Yahweh. I will sing praise unto my Yahweh while I have any being. Verse 3. Put not your trust in princes. Nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Verse number 4, his breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth in that very day.
So what's an entertainment word for his breath goes forward, Brother Yahya Israel? What is an entertainment word for his breath goes forward, or his what goes forward?
His spirit goes forward.
You see that? So that's right. So the spirit in man is the breath of life. And when this man sets you down, what returns back to him is that breath of life. But if you want a high ticket, the spirit returns back to him. Not no little actor, no little man or nothing like old woman. No, the spirit, the breath that you breathe, you take that and you put it in. Whatever you want to do with it, that's his call. So what happens when you shut down, when you took your last breath, that's the only thing your God snatched back and put with him to put that to the side, the breath of life. With that old shell of a body, it goes into the ground. Remember what Adam and Eve said, it ain't nothing but animal flesh. So you keep your mind on this animal flesh all you want. But this animal flesh goes back to the ground. You remember Adam and Eve talk about, man, I don't like you. I don't even like you. He's looking at you, and you ain't even like looking at me behind this animal flesh. But we mess around a little sleep behind animal flesh. Don't lose no sleep by animal flesh, because this ain't going to be what it's going to be, see, right? So, now we find out your breath or the spirit goes forward. So when you check it down, the breath go forward. Keep that in your mind. The breath go forward. Interchange of word is spirit go forward. So we go to 12:1, and hear it again, and Zechariah 12:1, then we go to Ecclesiastes. So I hope, WCC, you got it clear what happened after death. You, the person you're looking at in the mirror, that old body, that old thing goes into the ground where it came from. And then the breath that you breathe, Yahweh requires that back to him. Huh? The breath that you breathe. Because all he done was breathe into your nostrils, and you became a living soul. The body, the soul, is interchangeable word. That's the word called spirit and breath. Interchangeable word. You got it? Good. What's the reason, Baba Yahdai Israel?
We just read the book of Psalms.
Yeah, we just called them out just prior to that. Okay, well, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I was digging in Enoch.
Right, you know? Yeah, 21 Zechariah.
All right.
Yeah, 21
Zechariah.
Yes, sir.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 12. Verse number 1 reads, Zechariah 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, save Yahweh. which stretcheth forth the heaven, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him.
Mm-hmm. Which formed the spirit of man is in him. And remember, in 2 verse 7, what formed the spirit of a man in him is the breath. So when you tie that in with the precept, you understand what I'm saying. The spirit is the breath. Now let's find out. Let's get the last hit on this and get on back to the series part 4. Go to Ecclesiastes and see what Yahweh tell the wisest man in the world, exactly what he going to do that we can read. See that we can read, we go and see exactly what he's going to do that we can read in a book called Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And we're going to find out exactly what can we read. Remember, the key to it always is what we should read. And that we keep saying, you keep thumbing around with that name, YHWH, and can't think of that name now. Sooner or later, he will call for that name. When he ends the night lesson, he's going to say, you have my name right? Okay, that I ain't got you right. Let's look at what it says over here to squeeze back to 12 to 7. Let me get back to the series now. So WCP, I hope you got it down enough to work with. Here go the final interchangeable word in 12 verse 7 on what Yahweh says. And what does he say?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 7 reads, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return, or the breath shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
And what is this dust on return, Brother Yahweh? According to 2 verse 7, what is this dust going to return back to the earth?
Dust.
Yeah, what is this dust going to return back to earth? According to 2 verse 7. Genesis. What is this dust that's going to return, according to verse 7 of Genesis?
The book of Genesis 2, verse 7. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground.
That's right. Lady, right there, see how you interchange that word dust? Dust and man is interchangeable. So that's interchangeable right there. So you see, there you go, read your precept and everything. So this dust, man interchangeable. Dust gonna go back to the ground, or this man gonna go back to the ground. He breathed into man, not for the breath of life. He put the spirit of the man interchangeable. You got it? Let's do it now. So now, WCP, now that I hope you got it, and all the big dignitaries was listening, I hope you got it. Now that we can be focused back in on the series that we was on, we on part number 4, and I want to go back to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, 11, verse 1. Let's see what we can get out of Genesis chapter 1 and see what's going on. Let's find out. Let's read 1-1 from the 11th chapter. Make the 11th chapter, not 1-1. Make it the 11th chapter. I want to look at one verse, 11, verse number 1. 11-1 says, Brother Yahweh, real.
The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse number 1 reads, book of Genesis 11, verse number 1, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
The whole earth, of Genesis chapter 11, was of one earth and one language. That's it. So all you got to find out what language was that. And how you find out what language was that, you go to Genesis 5:32 and see who is the front runner. Who is the front runner in Genesis 5:32? And we're going to look him up and see what language did he speak. This is how you do business. So we're going to find out who is Noah's firstborn son, and then we're going to pull him up on the Wikipedia, where Brother Yahweh going to pull him up, and we're going to know what language did he speak? And what language he spoke? His brothers speak the same thing he do. What's going on in Genesis 5:32?
The book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse number 32 reads, book of Genesis 5, verse 32, And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm. Might as well beat it again, 6 verse 10. Let's beat it a little bit more, 6 verse 10.
Genesis 6 verse 10. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm. Might as well beat it a little bit more in the 9th chapter, 18 and 19. And what happened with Shem, Ham, and Japheth? What happened with them that come out?
Look at Genesis 9. Verse 18 and 19 reads, Book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth from the earth were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. Verse 19. These are the 3 sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread.
Mm-hmm. So why did they mention Ham is the father of Canaan? Why did he say that? He don't never say something unless he wants you to know something. Ham is the father of Canaan. What is that supposed to mean since that's on the table? Yeah, see, you might as well take a look at that. What is that supposed to mean? Ham is the father of Canaan. You see, that's going to take a rescue on no duality in time to come when we get a couple more ducks in a row. Then with that black, we can hear something that then we can take it from them. So now Ham is the father of Cain. What's so important about that he wants to know? Let's see what he says in the 9th chapter already. And pick the verse number 25 and 26. Let's find out what is he trying to tell us. Genesis 9, 25 and 26.
The book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 25 and verse 26 reads, Genesis 9, verse 25. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers. Verse 26. He said, blessed be the Yahweh of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Now, why did he say that? Go to Jubilee to find out why did he say curse to Canaan. Now, he cursed Canaan before he was even born. Why did he do that? Why did he curse Canaan, and it wasn't even a Canaan born at the time? And we go on to the book of Jubilees to find out something. Let's see why Canaan was cursed. Canaan was the one cursed. See, this is going to take us into some pretty good understanding that when such a fellow, he said, well, look, y'all don't have, y'all face the dead water. Y'all don't like Christianity. So I'm gonna give you something that I learned from. And he took the people away that and matter of fact, we're gonna read not only he did, and he said he's a front runner for a whole lot of people who was just there. You know, it's just so much world information that gonna come out in this area. What we're reading that brother Yacht back. What are we working with right now? Yes, Jubilee, that's right, Jubilee. Why did he say that in advance? See, that's why Yahweh said, your time is always. You didn't think about that. Your time is, this man got too much power. So you have to remember what your man said. Your time is always. I don't know why are you dragging your feet, and he said your time is always. Now you call a hit on Canaan. What he knew Canaan was going to do that we can read. We're going to page 52 of the book of Jubilees, chapter 10. Let's find out what was said above 28. And see, once we lay this foundation, And then we zero in on every leader that have came before voices of a true Israelite. Then you will recognize who you really listen to and to get in line and get in where you fit in at. After we lay it down, give it to us to lay it down on whatever way it comes. When you stand back on it, back, you're going to see what we're talking about. On page 52, what it says at the top of verse 28, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 28, page 52. Canaan illegally takes land.
You see that thing right here? And see, you know, I asked Brother Yahshua a question. Did y'all take a repeat at them? You know, because if he illegally taking a land that didn't belong to him, we don't find what land that he just came illegally take from him, take that didn't belong to him. Because the teaching is that land was stolen by a robber. A robber, see, in the teaching that they have, and we get to breaking down the books of, you know, who we talk about, so we're going to read it. They have taught that Joshua made Hosea, Joshua, he is a robber. He's taken our grandfather's land. Now, keep that in your mind. If you mess around with him, taught all your life that somebody has taken something from you, you'll grow up and you'll be wanting vengeance on something that is a total lie. See? So Canaan illegally taking somebody's land, and we're going to find out who land he's taking illegally. And the best way you find out that is from the mouth of his father. Remember we read Ham is the father of Canaan. Let's see what Ham says to his third-born son, or fourth-born son. What he said to his last-born son, eyeball to eyeball, and his brother, what did they say to him? Let's read a little bit, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see what did they say. Come on.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 28 reads, Ham and his sons went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29, and Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt, that it was very good. He went not into the land of his inheritance to the west, that is to the sea. And he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, and from the border of the sea. Verse 30, and Ham his father, Cush, Mizraim his brother, said unto him, you have settled in a land which is not thine, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you do so, you and your son will fall in the land and be a curse through sedition. For by sedition you have said.
Good. Right there. We don't need it. So now you see, what was said, Noah said, curse be Canaan. It's not the point what Ham saw or did. He let his son, his son Ham know, you know, your boy going to be a curse. And I'm like, why your boy going to be a curse? Your boy going to be a curse because you know what he's going to do? I'm going to divide the land up between my boys. Then when you have some boys, one of your boys is going to say, he going to go in a lot that don't belong to him. And he's going to fall off from the curse. So now when he fell off on the curse, then what happened? And what happened? Because these are Canaanites. Now the Canaanites had a profound son. We go on and read about in Genesis chapter 10. Go to Genesis chapter 10 and to the verse 15. They had a famous son that we get ready to read after we get his name. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10 and pick it around by verse 15. I need the name so we can be clear what we're talking about. We want to paint the picture on what we're talking about.
Genesis. The book of Genesis.
Yes, sir. Verse 15.
The book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 15 reads, Genesis chapter 10, verse number 15. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, verse 16, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites.
Right there, right there, right there, and the Amorites. So now when you see the name called the Jebusites and the Amorites, then listen, have your mind work real good. The Jebusites and the Amorites, they are descendants of the cursed father called Canaan. They all up under their father and they up under a curse. He said, Canaan won't be a curse, knew his father's day. And everything come out your loins is going to be so the Jebusites is upon the curse. We even look at the powerful name, and the Amorites is upon the curse. The Jebusites, the Amorites, is the son of Canaan. Canaan, we read in the ninth chapter, is the son of Ham. You got it so far? Son of Ham. Now, let's go to a picture. Let's go into that Donald Bible dictionary and let's read about what Ham said. Let's see what Ham said, what he said that Ham said about him and his offspring. And he's going to mention a name and we're going to hear it together. So when we do get off into where we're going at and put this blitz on this these big dignitaries, we're going to name them out to you right now. We got Noju Ali, and we got Noju Ali, we got Elijah Muhammad, but before Elijah Muhammad, we got Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, all of them mentors were Noju Ali. That were all their mentors. All of them, remember, Marcus Garvey, what he received was a pan Africans taking you back to Africa. That's what he was want to do. Noju Ali and Muhammad tell us that we are the original man, the Asiatic black man. So all this right here is going to come out, and once you know how to deal with those that have left the true understanding and receive things contrary, it's up to you to catch them as we just stumble into them accidentally and you catch it. We see, the Six Anointed Council can catch this stuff accidentally because it ain't nothing but a cakewalk for us, but it's a bombshell for the world. Because it's our job to just meet you where you're at and break it down. So now we got the Amorites. We got the Jebusites. So now you're clear. When you see these two names, let the picture be in your mind. The Jebusites, Amorites, is Canaanites. Canaanites is the fourth son of Ham. Noah said your son Canaan going to be a curse because what he legally did. He got something legally did, right? He went in land that didn't belong to him. So you see, now we need to find out where we are now, Brother Yacht God. We working with
Book of Jubilee.
Yeah, we do it. We got enough of that already. Well, let's go to the 15th chapter of Genesis and find out who these Amorites are. What are you saying about the Amorites? Then we're going back to Genesis chapter 11. We just going to spread it around a little bit to let the world understand one thing. This ministry, remember the series, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And it's a great big mystery. Because if you're going to teach it and somebody tell you You are an Asiatic black man, and then an Asiatic black man gonna be with another name. Then you remember we read last night lesson where it says in Thomas chapter 3, we're not reading it again. He said, now, if you just get caught in that, everything will work for you, but it's going to be contrary to you. You will remain in poverty in the brain if you don't come out of this according to this book right here. You got to recognize and paint the picture and stop fumbling all around and trying to throw down something. Stop fumbling around. Just go in the book and take care of business. What we reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Genesis chapter 15.
Think of verse 20. I'm getting wrong.
The book of Genesis 15, verse number 12. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. Verse 13. He said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. They shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Verse 15. Thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. Verse 15. 16. And in the fourth generation they shall come hither again. For the sins of the Amorites is not yet full.
So now the dam is the Amorites, which is the sons of Canaan, and the sons of Canaan is not in the same line with Abraham. So Abraham's seed, you can't put Abraham's seed with the Canaanite seed. These are two different seeds by using the son called the Amorite. So now you hear what he's saying. Now, go back to that book again, that Brother Yahweh Israel, or the Zohar Bible Dictionary. And let's read about them again that we didn't get on. So, then what we do get next week into the honorable, what they call them, the Nova Jew Ali's and all that right there, you have your foundation to be to keep up. You need to have your foundation. Remember last night lesson told you plainly, if you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous do? See, any story is going to work for you because you don't have your foundation. But you hear your foundation now, so you're saying Abraham is the father of Isaac, Jacob's name changed of Israel, which is for a tribe. This is a totally different line when you're in the line of a Canaanite and the Amorites, the Jebusites, sons of Ham. This is a totally different line. So you have to be able to divide it with no problem and don't be bumming all around when you're on the clock. Understand one thing. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You got peoples came out of Shem, peoples came out of Ham, and peoples come out of Japheth. But when you see somebody cross you up and put you where you don't belong, you got to be able to take care of that. And you got to have more foundation on it to deal with it. Let's read about, since we got a little bit on the table, let's read what the Zonda's Bible Dictionary says about him.
I'm looking at the Compact Bible Dictionary of the Bible by Zondervan, page number 213, and it reads, Ham, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of eight persons to live through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races, not the Negroes, but
the
Egyptians.
Not the Negroes. Well, hold up for a minute. Not the Negroes. So when you hear somebody in lessons to come and saying, well, my mind is to get the Negroes on their feet and tell the Negroes who they are. No, wait a minute. The Negroes got to understand one thing, that the Negro been taught, you know, a whole lot of big bigotry that I've done for years before bosses of the Jewish life came on the scene. They all say, well, we know we black, we Africans on the Songs of Ham. That's the biggest lie ever told. Or the three songs. So Ham is the father of a dark race, but not the Negro. So when you hear the big dignitaries saying, telling the Negroes who they really are, you got to say, wait a minute. No, the Negroes ain't from Ham. The Negroes ain't from Ham. But their message going to be, we're going to try to free you Negroes. But keep on thinking about it. The other nation know to hear that kind of conversation and tell you why. Because if they can convince you that the Negroes is from the Sons of Ham, that means that they ain't done nothing wrong. That means they ain't done nothing wrong. Because remember, the whole thing is about the 12 tribes of Israel. So if you can convince the children of Israel that you are the Negroes from Ham, it's just like in 1988, when, what's his name, he took his big dignitary down to Washington, D.C., and charted your name from the Negroes, the blacks, and the colors is African American. Huh? So you see what he did? Now you talking about somebody delivered you up. Now you got delivered up in 1988. But the same thing Marcus Garvey had, the pan-African movement, taking you back to Africa, that's what you were. So you've been delivered up, Steve, weren't you? And now you got a message on show you soundly that you've been delivered up. According to the book, on every point, you've been delivered up. So when are you going to take heed to what you're hearing and investigate what you're hearing, showing you the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, and the one that came over here that you call Negro is not in that line of people. They're in another line. And then that line name changed and was told by Elijah Muhammad and Noah Drew Ali as Asiatic black men. Y'all original Asiatic black men. How can you be the Asiatic black man and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth? So who got bucked off? How could you be the Asiatic black man? Who got bucked off then? We have three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So what you want is the Asiatic black man then? Yes, he right. So sooner or later, you're going to recognize that that part is not going to help you unless you help yourself with some understanding. Because you don't made it plain. Okay, what do you want? If he ain't made it plain, let's run to Isaiah 37. Let me show you if he ain't made it plain. You think he ain't made it plain? You think you just can be good and you going to get in and spite of yourself? Let me show what Yahweh said behind that. He told Isaiah to still tell him that you think that's what's going to happen. He said, you just be good and you know everything going to be all right. Well, let's find out. Did he say that? So Isaiah 35. And we'll look at verse number 8. Let's look at some end time prophecy. And think that you just can be good, tell them about the baby, and you go on in. Let's see what he told Isaiah to write in 35, verse number 8.
Book of Isaiah 35, verse number 8 reads, and the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of righteousness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the fools shall not err therein.
You see a man say it? You see, look here. He look here. He said, no, who ain't going to get up now? You got to tell Israel.
No fools shall not err therein.
It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. If you ain't got it right, it ain't going to work according to Isaiah. And now, what makes you that word? Let's preach up your Bible. It'll tell you what makes you that word. From Luke chapter 24. What makes you that word? Then preach up your Bible. Let me show you. Preach up your Bible, it'll tell you exactly what makes you that word you just got through. I know if I said, I'm going to get more calls than everything. I'm always doing one thing, rereading the book. In 24th chapter, look what he says right here in verse 25. Look what he says. Look what Almighty says here. You believe what he says? What did he say in 24 verse 25 of Luke?
Book of Luke 24, verse number 25 reads, "And he said unto them, O fools, slow of mind to believe all the seer has spoken."
He tell you what to believe, but you just don't want to do the man tell you to. He'll tell you what to believe, and you precept that to 15 of that. Well, you know, I don't know what to believe. I'm just taking everything. But then why don't you believe what the man tell you to believe? He just told you what to believe. Then he didn't stop at there. Paul picked up on a pull at first and told you he said in Acts 15:15. He pulled the verse. That's all you're going to do is pull a verse. 15:15 says what?
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, Acts chapter 15. Verse number 15. To this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
You see it? So you be fumbling all around. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. I don't know if I get this book or that book. Why don't you start by believing what the Bible just told you? Look what the Bible tells you. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 20. Verse 17, 18. Three ways, and I want to see which would anybody catch any of this good information. Look what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17, 18.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verse number 17, verse number 18 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 20, verse number 17. "But thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, the Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hittites, Jebusites, as Yahweh have commanded you." Verse 18. "It teach you not to do after all their abomination, which they have done unto their false Yahweh. So should you sin against your Yahweh."
So the man told you namely what to do. So we're going to find out something you did. He said, namely destroy some names. Namely. That means the names of the Jebusites, the Amorites, whatever name you got to mention. He said, namely destroy them out of your mouth. Whatever they got on the table don't have nothing to do with them. See, this is what your maker telling you. Don't have nothing to do with these people who just got these things. Now we go on and go to Judges chapter 2, verse 1, and we'll read down to verse 23. Maybe it's down to 23 verses. Now listen to what Yahweh is saying. Yahweh in his mental spirit case. So now you got together now. Namely, the Jebusites, the Amorites, all them is Canaanites. First thing. They went to land that didn't belong to them. But they got on all their manuscripts that the robber takes something from them. Didn't we read that the Amorites, the Canaanites, iniquity is sin is not at his best? He gave them 400 years to come clean. From the time that he told more of them, or whatever, by the time they were born, they jumped out of that land, he gave the Canaanites 400 years to get your act together and get up out that land. They didn't get out there. Now they got in their writing, and they got there, it's written into all they see. There's a marvel by the name of Joshua stole our land, and that's their teaching. And we're going to bring it out. Now, did the robber steal their land? Then Yahweh gives him time to come about that land too. Yahweh told him, get about that land. That is not your homeland. You don't belong there. Your father told you not to be there. You had no business in that land, period. Okay? But the teaching, when you get to getting down there and start putting that grip on the neck, if you don't have your foundation, you're going to keep going. How are you going to anybody? You're starting with the Bible thing. We're showing you that every leader came before you have taught you wrong. They taught you wrong. And that's why when you get off into it real good, you're going to find out that all of the ones that have came before you, they call you the nigga. But you are Asiatic black man. You are a Pan-African. And we just found out it's just according to the record, ain't none of that stuff. It ain't none of that so, Steve Ray. And he done told you, bottom line, to get into the kingdom that you got to get into, ain't no fool going to get that. If you're going to follow some fool teaching and doctrine, that's on you. We're going to show you in writing what the book is saying, and you got to make a difference according to the Bible. And look what you're going to say. 1 down to verse 23, I think it's 1:23. This is all the good stuff he's going to say. In Judges chapter 2, verse 1, by the ministering spirit to the children of Israel, headed by Joshua. You got it? Look what say it to him, and this is the one speaking with, this is the robber. He's the robber. He stole our land. You see the man thing? You see the thing? But you can't go in the Bible and find out that stuff. That's why we're going to read the two books that were created by the other people. And all that good stuff is left out of to keep you away from this. Got it? Good. 2:1 down to verse 23 says the word.
The book of Judges chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and verse 3 reads, Book of Judges 2, verse number 1. And the minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse number 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their false Yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
Good. Hold it for a minute. For time's sake. Now he told you what to do, right? He said, I told you to drive them out, right? Watch what happens. Let's get down to verse 27. We'll hammer home as it unfolds, but we'll get down to verse 27. I mean, we'll back up to 1:27. We'll back up to 1:27 and read a little bit. Now, you heard the man say it, right? He said, now, look, Joshua, you running things. You tell every last one of them tribes, when you get down there in the land, if the Canaanites occupied that don't belong to them, is to drive them out. Let's see what happens. We're back into 1:27. Let's read a bit and see what happens. Listen to this. 1:27.
The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 27. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shaim and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor inhabitants of Abilene and her towns, nor inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in their land.
Give us some more. And who else? Who else? Give us some more. Take it all the way down until we get our point taken on down a little bit, and let's see, let's find out what else happened. Now, you heard the Almighty Spirit tell children of Israel. So although you look like the same people, the sons of Ham, So he's telling you something right now about the descendants of Canaan, what not to do. Get reading a little bit more, and let's see who else done the same thing that we got to read he did. Who next? Go ahead.
Verse number 28. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly destroy them, drive them out. Verse 29. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelled in Gerza, but the Canaanites dwelled in Gerza among them. Verse 30. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Ketoron, nor the inhabitants of Nahaluel, but the Canaanites dwelled among them and became tributaries. Verse 31. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akor, nor the inhabitants of Zadon, nor of Aleab, nor of Akzeb, nor of Helbah, nor of Aphek, nor of Rahab. Verse 32. But the Asherites dwell among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Verse 33. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Beth Anat, but he dwelled among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anat became tributary unto them. Verse 34. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. Verse 35. But the Amorites would dwell in Mount Heres, in Ashkelon, and in Shaalbim. Yet the hand of the family of Joseph prevailed so that they became tributaries.
Verse 36. Now what happened in verse 34 again? Now what happened in verse 34 again?
You see, what did Yahweh say there?
Now look what the same Amorites did to the Danites and the Danites. What did they do to the Danites in verse 34?
The book of Judges 1, verse 34. The Amorites forced the family of Dan into the mountains, but they would not suffer them to come down to the valley.
I'm going to put tears to your eyes when you disobedient. You see what the man said? You see, who is our greatest enemy, Seth? Yahweh said to drive, okay, 2-1. What we said? 2-1. No, 3-1.
The book of Judges.
Give me a 2-1.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, a minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of the land of Egypt and had brought you into the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you.
Give me some love. Verse 2.
Verse number 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse number 3.
That's good. You see what happened? So now, this ain't got nothing to do with color, period. This is the hand of Yahweh. You know the reason we in trouble today? Because this is the name of Yahweh. If Yahweh tell you what not to do, and you do it anyway, don't you know you're going to lose? So he told the children of Israel. And as we get further off in the lesson, we're going to find out soundly. And once they went down by joining in with every other nation, what he was told not to do. Told you not to join with no nation. You join in with one called the Canaanites. It was called the Phoenicians. And the Phoenicians, they called the Moors. The Moors is the original Canaanites. This is their name. Canaanites, Phoenicians, now called the Moors. Well, now you've got Moorstein Temple of America. That was put together in 1913. And matter of fact, Go on your computer and tell me what was the name of that temple that they put together in 1913. What was the name of this?
teach. What was the name of the shepherds in New Jersey?
Is it 1913 there, Israel?
Put in, what was the name of the first founding of the Moorish Science Temple of America? What was their name out of New Jersey in 1913? I don't even know where that came from. But evidently, I know where it came from. In 1913, in New Jersey, that's the first headquarters of Nova Drew Ali. What was the name of their temple in 1913 that we all can read together? It was in New Jersey. In 1913, what was the name of the first temple in 1913, because you know he came to Chicago in 1925. But we want to know what was the name of that temple that he put together. His first temple was in New Jersey in 1913. But I want to know what was the name of that temple that we all can read together. We all can hear together. And those on the computer whiz, you look it up and see what the name of that temple is. That's a temple in New Jersey in 1913. What is the name of it, Brother Yagdai? Is it? Make the old seer get happy when you hear you call out the name. Then, and there it is. What's the name of that temple?
I read from online Wikipedia history, early history of Drew Ali, and it reads, in 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple in Newark, New Jersey.
Ain't that something? What's the name of the temple called?
Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple.
You see that thing, right? Now, what we've been reading all day long, you see it is. Now, out of his teaching, you got Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Louis Farrakhan, and all the rest of them. All of them come behind you. So you see that theory, space 19. You see what the record has shown you. In 1913, then he was able to put it on a table. Was Allah told me to do. Tell the Negro that you are a Canaan. Tell the Negro, the black Negroes over here that don't want to be in the Christianity called the white man religion. He said, well, I'm going to give you an alternative. Then you're going to be, you are really the Asiatic black man, the Canaanite. That the wall will rain like the land called Joshua. The name of the temple in 1913 in New Jersey was called the Temple of the Canaanites. What did Yahweh been telling you all day long to do with the Canaanites? What has he been telling you all day long to do with the Canaanites? The Canaanites became the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians became the Moors. And the children of Israel got scattered. And it got off into everything that everybody was on. And we'll go more and more and more and more and more into that.
It's time on pole.
So now, let's go to, you see, read that one more time, Brother Yagdai. I don't have, like, I don't hear nothing. But it's not knowing here when Nova Drew Ali set up the first circuit in New Jersey for the black Negro African American, the black man, the Asiatic black man. What was the place called again?
In 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple.
Nah. The Canaanite Temple. Well, what did the Almighty that created the heaven and earth tell you to do? And what not to do. You know what he got written in 13:8-10, the book of Jeremiah? Do you know what he got written? What do you got in the 13th chapter, 8, 9, and 10?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse number 8 through 10 reads, book of Jeremiah 13, verse number 8. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus saith Yahuwah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahuwah Judah, the great pride of the southern kingdom. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, walk after other false Yahuwahs to serve them, to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
Good for nothing. Why so? 4:14 of Ecclesiastes. Why so at 4:14 out of verse 16? Why is these people good for nothing? Let's just read precept there and find out why is the children, especially y'all got Judah, the big ones, the one that he called, he ain't no good for nothing. Because that was the focus on is keep you disembobulated, big time. And as long as you're good enough, all the rest of the tribe can't move until you get right. So Yahuwah ain't gonna make no move until you get right. So you know, so you got, so really, I see why all other tribes are mad at you, Judah, because you get duped on every point. He done told you that you gotta do it right for the rest of the tribe, but how you gonna get it right in every little chicken before you now have you direct me back to being a pain African from the seat of hand? And now you will find out that they teaching you that you are the ancient, what that word is, what that word is called, again, you the ancient, Asiatic black man. You the Canaanite. God, so, right here, how can they do it? You've got to be sweet if you believe that. How are you the ancient Canaanite and reading this Bible? And Yahuwah, he's telling you plainly that that's why I want you to make sure you keep a great distance from him. What you reading, Brother Yahuwah, Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse number 14. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 14.
No. Ephesians 4:14. That's the one that y'all got here, right? Look at Ephesians 4:14 and 16.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse number 14 to 16 reads, Ephesians 4, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into a Him in all things, which is the head, even Yahuwah the Son. Verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edified of itself in love.
So you're saying, how is you keep getting caught up with every woman? I mean, everything sounds good to you. Everything. Do you know we got written in the 10th chapter what came before you? He got it written, see, right? Anytime somebody deceive you and tell you somebody else, do you know he got it written in St. John exactly what came before you in 10th chapter? Yeah, you know, I would speak for myself. I mean, what do I say? Just turn about and read and comment on it. I remember comment from the Bible. So what Yahuwah says in verse number 10,
the book of St. John. The book of St. John 10, verse 10 reads, the thief coming not, but for the steal, and to kill and to destroy. And come that they may have life, that they might have it more abundantly.
See, we are the six anointed counts. We come to give you life, abundant life. But it's gonna start when you know. Deuteronomy 7:1-6. Do you know it starts with you? But you still thumbing all around. You can't get to your sword in time. You know, not good. What it says in Deuteronomy 7:1-6.
The book of Deuteronomy 7:1-6 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 7:1. Yahweh shall bring you into the land whither thou goest to possess it. And have cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Seven nations greater and mightier than thou. Verse 2. And when Yahweh shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Verse number 3. Then shalt thou make marriages with them. Your daughters you shall not give unto their sons, nor their daughters shall you take unto your sons. Verse 4. For they will turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve false Yahweh. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. Verse number 5. For thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, burn their graven image with fire. Verse 6. For you are a righteous people unto Yahweh your Yahweh. Yahweh your Yahweh have chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You hear that, see, right? So you see this Bible is telling you, but we just keep on fumbling around, and the Bible telling us to listen up. What it tells us, and back to a book called Judges chapter 3. Let's look at a little bit down the verse, Judges chapter 3, and take it down to verse 5. Judges 3, 1 through 5. What it says in Judges chapter 3, 1 down to verse 5, brother, that's how it is, well.
The book of Judges chapter 3, verse number 1 through 5 reads, book of Judges chapter 3, verse number 1. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel had not known all the wars of the Canaanites. Verse number 2. Only that the generation of the family of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Verse 3. Namely, 5 leaders, Yahweh of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites, that dwelled in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Bel Hermon unto the Erin end of Hamath. Verse number 4. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the Torah instruction of Yahweh, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the family of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
You hear that,
right?
And what else they do in the next verse? And what else they do? Now you just got to read in the seventh chapter what he tell you not to do. And what they do in the next verse?
Verse number 6. They took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their false Yahwehs.
You see, sometimes, you know, when you're on a series or something, you look at this thing right here, and then we wonder, why? Why don't you do? I'm this man tell you do. This man give your heads up on everything. Number 33, verse 40. Get down to 50 through 52. Number 33. verse 1, get down to 50 to 52. This man gives the children of Israel heads up on everything. He done told you what to believe, and you still kicking it. And you want y'all body in the man said in 7 verse 6, I know my time. Your time is always. We're going to get this thing right. We have not accepted everybody come in contact with us. There is no way in the world that all this stuff I'm jumped off and we still can't figure this thing out. Why are we in a condition we are not and how to get out of it? And number 33, verse 4, down to verse 52 says what?
The book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse number 40, verse number 50 to 52 reads. Book of Numbers 33, verse 40. And King Arad, the Canaanites, which dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the family of Israel. Verse number 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, verse 51. Speak unto the family of Israel and say unto them, when you pass over Jordan into the land of Canaan, verse 52, that you should drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their pictures, destroy all their molded image, and quite pluck down all their high places.
So how can you be there? Read verse 4 again. Read 33, verse 4 again. So how could you be to let someone tell you this who you are? This who you are? How did that happen, T. Roy? How did they continue to pull the wool and you still confused? 33, verse 4.
Book of Numbers 33. Verse number 40 reads, and King Arad, the Canaanites, which dwell in the south, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the family of Israel.
The Canaanites heard of the coming of the family of Israel. So how can you be them? They heard about you coming, see, right? So how is you tied up by being Asiatic Canaanites from the land of Canaan, that he literally went in the land that did belong to him? How do you even what color is the hat they wear again? What color is the hat?
I think it's maroon. Red or something like that.
What color is it?
I think it's red, maroon, red, reddish color.
Okay, put up Phoenician and find out what they're famous for. No, it's okay. Forget about this. I'm sorry. Forget about this. Put some of it and 30 and 20 by 32. Let's see where that red came from. Let's go to the source. Second book of Avenue 20, verse 13. What is the source of this fed hat that's red on their head? Where did this come from? That was picked up by the Canaanites, and after that was called the purple making, and some else, the red hat come from, let's see what Yahweh said. I don't know what did he did say, but let's see what he said in 20 verse 13. Second book of Adam and Eve.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse number 13 reads, when at the end of that year, Ganon saw that they were being won over to him little by little, Satan entered into him and taught him to make dyeing stuff for garments of diverse fabrics. It made him understand how to dye crimson, purple, and whatnot.
What color is crimson, brother young guy Israel?
Red.
Well, you know, You know, I'm a fool. Why don't you, Job chapter 1. The book of Job 1, verse 7. Is a question going to be asked. Let's see what's going on. A question going to be asked. Let's look at verse 1, verse 7.
Book of Job, chapter 1, verse number 7 reads, Yahweh said unto Satan, which cometh you? Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Mm-hmm. He said he going to and fro in earth, and he walking down in it. And what else was going to Peter 5? And let's see what he was doing. Let's see, can we preach up there and see what he was doing? What he doing in Peter 5? We're going to see. We're just going to preach up there and see what he's doing. What he's doing in verse 8. He said, well, y'all want to ask him, give account of yourself, baby. What you on? Y'all been walking to and fro in the earth. Is that what you on? And then he let Peter put the rest to it. 5 verse 8.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse number 8 reads, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
You see here? He's where you been, Satan. He's like, I got a covenant too. I'm seeking who I can devour. You know what I'm on. And before I even got on Esau, I had a great menu called the Sons of Canaan, 3000 B.C. Before they was born, I was working on somebody. So you see who he was working on? He's been working on the Canaanite since 3000 B.C. He held on the book of Cain to him and said, look here, we make a lot of money if you start making some red and some purple garments. And then somebody's going to put on one of them old red hats on their head. One of the big fools, the red hat on their head. They're going to do all that in time to come. Yeah? Make a lot of money. Oh, well. Well, yeah, God is there. Something to think about. Now let's go to, let's back up a little bit. Because see, Yahweh is telling us something. What are you telling us in 34 verse 11? Or the book of Exodus. What are you telling us in 34 verse 11? And we'll start winding it down and get ready for the Wednesday night show.
The book of Exodus 34, verse number 11 reads. Book of Exodus 34, verse number 11. Observe thou that which I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorites, the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites.
What happened in 1913 in New Jersey again? And who what and what happened in 1913? What happened in 1913? Now you see what Yahweh said he's gonna do. So Yahweh said, I'm done my part. He says, if you gonna keep competing to cover on every win of doctrine, and you don't recognize that what happened in 1913, that's on you. What ministry are you on? Do you know what happened in 1913 in New Jersey? What happened in 1913 in New Jersey?
Yeah, let me pull it back up there.
What happened in New Jersey in 1913 that we can read. See, everybody can go to the computer now and read. They can go to the telephone, actually telephone, AOP telephone. What happened in 1913 in New Jersey? You might have gone to the telephone. Well, you see, it's all over the place. And then you're going to get on what happened in 1492, Monday, and showing you that Christopher Columbus didn't make his move until after 1492, after a beatdown. And we're going to be, and we're going to tell you a little bit more that on record on what happened after they taken down the Moors. The Moors is the ancient Canaanites. But you know, we as a people, we want to get in with everybody. And Yahweh told you make no leagues with them. But guess what you did? You did it anyway. You made leagues with them to get at the Vandals. You made leagues with them. You said, Yahweh told you, if you believe me, I told you what not to do. They do it anyway. You do it anyway, Steve Ray. You do it anyway. So what happened in 1913, Brother Yacht, that we can read?
It reads, early history. In 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple in Newark, New Jersey.
Yep. That's what he launched out in 1925. You know he did in 1925? He brought his act on the road to Chicago. And that's when he ran across all the other big niggas. We're going to break it down like But that's how we're going to break this thing down. Because guess what? Noah Drew Ali came to Chicago in 1925. We leave it like that. But we got plenty more to say, but we'll stay here a little time. Brother Yahdai Israel, we're going to find you. So I'm in a hurry to hear what the mother got to say. And the elder, everybody got some to say. I'm going to grab back. And look at this thing on the board itself. Like I said, yeah, become humble. But remember, the series is about unlocking the biblical mystery of the Bible. So we're going to unlock it from the foundation up. If it's offending you, it's because of Yahweh wants you to be defended. If you offer anything other than knowing who you are and you don't apply to what you are, that's on you. Everything you want to know is written etched in stone, and Yahweh told you what not to do, and you're doing it anyway. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement in behind that?
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, a sea royal. We work team to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Hey. All right, we'll move on here on the brain name. You give your final thoughts on take number four. And then we'll find out what the mothers have the Almighty put on them to tell the national audience. We'll hit from the mother shortly. Let's find out how Elden bring him in and see what his final thoughts is on take number four. Elden, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Take four, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. See, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, we know we don't have a lot of time. There's so much to do in a three-hour broadcast. It's unreal. It makes me think about the things we try to get across to people. One of them is, why do people hate authority? If not kept in check, the terror would completely overrule the meek. Could you imagine a world that you were afraid to go to work for fear there would be nothing left of your home when you return? It would be almost like watching a movie like Road Warrior. Whoever had the most gas, water, or food rules over many. So there's mention in the Bible when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Let's see what that says. 15 says, so I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you. captains over 1,000, captains over hundreds, captains over 50s, captains over 10, and officers among your tribes. 16, and I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brothers, and judge them righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. 17, you shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for judgment is Yahweh's, and the cause is too hard for you. Bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Can you imagine the employees running the boss's job, or students running a class while the teacher learns? There has to be order to things so we don't live in fear of our own selves. All things have order in life, insects, animals, as well as should people. So we are given knowledge by Yahweh. In the book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 20 to 21, 20 says, and thou shalt teach them ordinance and laws of Torah instructions, and thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the work they must do. 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such fear Yahweh, men of truth, having conscripts, and place them over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over 50s, and rulers over 10s. So when we try to bring this information to you, we try to give it to you as leaders because we have done our homework trying to get you to learn that we are the teachers of the words of Yahweh as it's truly written. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast where you can absolutely learn more about Yahweh's words that comes live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's words, and as you see, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and you have found now that what you sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, as we've mentioned before, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open any search engine, right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto your Yahweh, or your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to Bible scriptures, Leviticus 27, verse 30, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check our calendar to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right in a live online broadcast. We also have a few email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdh YSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers you also can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 6 million accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note, as was mentioned earlier, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Figure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block to restrict misuse. And if Blood Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. I'm going to get me some more belly full of Yahuwah. Pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the Elder, and excellent you part again. And we'll catch you on that Pal Talk. And like I said again, all I do is take notes. I have nothing to say, but take notes. No doubt about it. I'm a great note taker. I've been looking over some of my old notes. And the WCC asked a question about where you get this information from. Well, the book I'm getting it from, they got two, Noble Drew Ali, he got two major books he put out. He got one book called The Unity of Asia and the Seven Circle. So them two books. So in them two books, everything we're saying is in them two books. And then there's a 1906 encyclopedia, Jewish Encyclopedia, of the 1906 Jewish Encyclopedia. Between all three of them books right there, 1906 Encyclopedia will tell you everything I'm saying. It'll tell you about Herbert H. Booker, the two. He the one wrote a lot of things for him in 1997. Herbert H. Booker. So anything we say, we want you to take a look at it. And he got a great long resume on Herbert H. Booker. He's a graduate. He got his PhD, bachelor's degree from California State University on North Ridge. So anything we say, Steve Ray, we know you're Donald Thomas anyway, and that's why we make a claim. We'll bring out just what you can check out on your computer. It's three books. Remember the Jewish Encyclopedia 1906? It'll give you a big breakdown on Noble Drew Ali and some things, and then the two books that is written by one by Noble Drew Ali, another by Herbert B. Well, he was a master of arts and all that good stuff. So what we're telling you, Steve Ray, you can bet one thing. We want to check it out because you might find something in there that we just not overlooked. Maybe we just forgot about it. And we forgot about it, good. Bring it up, and then it'll come back to our remembrance. So we're going to look for the Muslim, and the Muslim going to give you a word of wisdom for this national audience on tape 4. We're going to find the Muslim, get a word of wisdom. Just one thing, you want to think about it. We come humble to help you out, to give you a word of wisdom, and then you know, Yahuwah ain't making no move with us until we recognize us from the pages of his Bible, not the pages from the world. So when you meet the Moses out of Cameron, Mother
Well, our boys, you say, Mother Z, Israel, child of Yah God, Judah, not by BJC, right?
Yeah, well, bless and keep you still, Israel, or are you see? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, right now, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, you know, we trying to help. We got a call on us to help. So now, what message that you want to tell this national audience on tape four on trying to let them know whatever that's on your mind that they need to know? Everybody that's listening, take heed and take notes. That Mother Z got something to tell you. You on the clock, Mother Z, come out.
Well, Phil, I would just like to say, pretty much, you was teaching about teaching and telling us about, you know, that we shouldn't fall in behind the other nations in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 24, it says, thou shalt not bow down to thou false Yahuwah, nor serve them, neither do after thou works, but thus shall utterly overthrow them and break down thou image. Verse 25 says, and ye shall serve the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take away sickness, and I will take sickness away from thy mind, from your mind. Take sickness from the mind of you. And I was just, letting the national orders know that, you know, you can read in the Bible, it's pretty much saying all over the Bible, the same thing is, you know, that the thing that we shouldn't do in all those other nations, we shouldn't be falling in behind them. And just like I said, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. That's excellent, Mosey. That's right. So he tell us all over the book what not to do. And we just, you know, and then we wonder why all the ones that and see, just when we get into this teaching as it unfolds, we're gonna show you some things that it's written in history. That is our downfall. When Yahuwah tell us what not to do, it's not the point of a person looking. Remember, the Canaanites, the sons of Ham, look just like you. But their mindset is different. One, the Canaanites got a curse on them, and he had 12 sons. Do you know them people exist today? And they got their false history today, knowing that you are taking their land from them, and anytime they get a shot on you, they're going to take it, but they look just like you. They ease up to you looking just like you, but they got their history knowing that you are taking something from them. Shoot. Still go father and signify Mother E. And when you meet the mothers out of chapter 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua be with you there, Mother E.
Yahshua bless you, still, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Yahshua.
Well, you know, Mother E up your D.F. yesterday said, and she asked a question. I mean, she read that 37th chapter, Can These Bones Live? And I thought about that. Only, like same thing Ezekiel said, only Yahuwah knows can these bones live. But Mother E, whatever you can give a good word to this national audience, we're going to run back and see what did Almighty put on you to tell this national audience whatever you got to tell them. You on the clock, come on.
I'm reading in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1, it says, and it comes to pass after these things that Yahuwah did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the altars which I will tell thee of. So this verse is telling us that Yahweh, when Yahweh tell you to do something, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, you should obey and do what Yahweh said, because this is what Yahweh is telling us to do. So in the Bible, the whole Bible is telling us what Yahweh is telling us to do. So we have to obey the Bible and do what Yahweh said to, and believe in Yahweh. Of Abraham believed Yahweh. He believed what Yahweh said. And see, the thing that we love the most, that's the thing that's probably going to, he going to tempt us with, to see how much we love him. And so we have to be careful and be prayed up. Ask Yahweh for understanding, for to do the things that we should be able to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, we all take, like it talks about in the book of Eve, who said it called Hebrew 2:1, you take honest evil what you hear. See, we come and tell you, listen, the man is not going to, he's not going to deal with us until we recognize that, because a person look like you, he's going to cause you trouble. Y'all might tell you what not to do, but we still will go over there and burn ourselves every time. And that's why things not working for us, but he sent his ministry to make it work. So we're going to give it to you, you know, create a lot of enemies. Okay, good. As long as we get the satisfaction of some dust there, y'all might have all that counts. So we're going to go and get Mother D of Israel. And we'll see, can we bring her in and see what did Almighty give on her to tell his national audience when we meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D of Israel. Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D of Israel. Now, Mother D of Israel, what do you think is the reason why, I mean, it's plain as day that is the first temple was called a Canaanite. So he's telling it, I'm going to unite all the peoples that's called Negro, African American, and Black up on a Canaanite. Isn't that contrary to what the Almighty just said? Don't have no business with him. How did he pull this thing off? But we ain't going to worry about that part. Whatever Yahweh give it to you to say, till this national order, you and the clock come out.
Well, I want to speak on Yahweh's Torah instruction. And I want to come from Deuteronomy chapter 5. And I'm start at verse 10. But first I introduce it. I start at verse 5 and verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Verse 10. Okay. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instruction. Verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh your Yahweh in vain, for Yahweh will not hold you guiltless that take his name in vain. Verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all your work. Verse 14, but the 7 day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. In it you shall not do any work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your manservants, nor your maidservants, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any your cattle, nor the stranger that is within the gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. Okay. Verse 15. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, brought you out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. And this Yahuwah gave us strict commandments, what to do and what not to do. And when we do what Yahuwah tell us to do, then we show that we love him. And when these different, by us being disobedient to what Yahuwah say for us to do, then these things happen. And this is how we get out of the way of doing what Yahuwah say, because we're not keeping his word. And told us, don't make no league with those other nations. And we did exactly what he said not to do. So this is why we're in the situation that we're in now. Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 37. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. 38, to drive out the nations from before you, for you, greater and mightier than, to bring you in to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is this day, which we disobeyed all the things that Yahuwah had for us. We did not listen, and we still don't listen in keeping his Torah instruction when he said keep the Sabbath day, the dietary law. We have to repent and come back to Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. Again, there must be up Israel. That's right. So it's all about us doing one thing, repenting. Mm-hmm. And like I said again, once we understand these things, but we got to know what, just not down on these, we got to repent for being disobedient to what is written in his word. Not just down on our knees to my way, I'm repenting. What are you repenting for? When you down, what are you down there for? Is you going to do what the man's saying? Or are you just going to be down there, well, mighty one? But he said, listen, let me see, can I read a little bit of that? Let me see, can I read a little bit of that, mother? Let me read a little bit of what he tells us in the book of mother. Let's see what Yahuwah is saying. Behind that, down there, making all that noise in the book of Matthew, front of the book of Matthew, that mother E. Let's see what he says behind that kind of thing we just got to make. See, our problem is one thing again. We repent, but is he going to repent on what this man says in Matthew chapter 3? Pick it at verse number 5 down on to verse number 9.
Marie, let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 down to verse 9. What does it say there, Marie?
The book of Matthew, chapter 3 to 9, verse 5. Then went out to him, Jerusalem, the southern kingdom, chapter Judah, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Verse 8. Bring forth, therefore, fruit meet for repentance. Verse 9. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
So he said, I know I'm Israel. So what? You know you Israel. Maybe you know you're from the tribe of Yah, God, Judah, whatever tribe. But we got to do something this man's telling us to do. He told us over there in 35th chapter of Isaiah, ain't no fool going to get to where you think you're going to get to. You want to know something, and you want to do something. And when we come humble to show you what this man's saying, he going to tell you what he's going to do. You got to wait on him, you know? Because one day with you is like 1,000 years. So, Mother D of Israel, look what it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 31, down to verse 37. Look what he got written in, make that Ezekiel. Make that Ezekiel chapter 30, chapter 20. Then make it pray. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 31 to 37. What he saying in Ezekiel 20, 31 to 37 there? Mother G up Israel, come on. Mother G up Israel, we're going to take a look at something that's written in the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 31 down to verse 37. And Mother E, have me Tobit chapter 13, verse 1 down to verse number 10. And we'll see where they go after that. Ezekiel 20, 31 to 37. What does it say that little D up here?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 30 to 37. Verses 31. And when you offer your gift, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you polluted yourself with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O family of Israel? As I live, says Yahweh. Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. 32. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that you say, we will be as the nation. As the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. 33. As I live, says Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. 34. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury pulled out. 35. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. 36. Like as I plead with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh. 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bounds of the bonds of the covenant.
And I'm going to bring you into the bond of the covenant. That was the man saying, bring you to the covenant. This is the thing is all about here, right? A covenant that was made between you and him. A covenant. I'm going to bring you to the bond of the covenant. Let's preach up that more, D.F. Israel. Let's see what he means by that. I'm going to bring you to the bond of the covenant. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's see what that means by I'm going to bring you to the bond of the covenant. What do that mean? And Megan 5 and Peter verse 27 to 29. Let's see what he means by
Deuteronomy.
Chapter
Deuteronomy.
5. Yeah, 5, 27 to 29. Deuteronomy 5, 27 to 29. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 27 to 29. Go you near and hear all that Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall say and speak you unto us. All that Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall speak unto you, and we will hear it and do it. 28. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And Yahweh said unto me, I heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29. Oh, that there were such a mind in them that they would fear me and keep all my Torah instruction always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
More dear Israel, and what is he planning on these people if they continue to not listen? Go to 7th chapter 3, verse 9, down to verse 13. Let's see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, 9, down to verse 13. Let's see what he got written if these people continue to hear his message. And let's see what Yahweh got that we can read. And Deuteronomy 7, 9 to 13, what it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 to 13, verse 9. Now, therefore, thus Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his Torah instruction, to 1,000 generations. Verse 10. And repays them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hate him. He will repay him to his face. Verse 11. You shall therefore keep the Torah instruction and the statutes and the judgments, which I command you this day to do them. Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken, listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto your fathers. Verse 13. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn and your wine and thine oil, the increase of your kind and the flock of your sheep in the land which he swore unto your fathers to give you.
All this good stuff, hold that point there, Mother E, on that Tobit chapter 38. We'll come back to that in a minute. He said, yeah, I see it, but go back to Deuteronomy 30. So let's read a little bit about that. So this man is talking some good stuff, Mother E. He's telling us something what are you going to do if you do right? He's telling us mm-hmm. something in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, down to verse 20. Let's see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, I mean 30, verse 6, down to verse 20. He's telling us something, and it should take your breath to a nice closing statement. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, down to verse 20. What does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 6 to 20. Verse 6. And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will circumcise thy mind and the mind of thy seed to love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind and with all thy soul. I said, that thou mayest live. Verse 7. And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. Verse 8. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Yahweh and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Verse 9. And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will make thee
plenty.
And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will make thee plenty in every work of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Yahweh will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy father. Verse 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instruction and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instruction, and if thou turn unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind and with all thy soul, thyself. Verse 11. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Verse 12. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14. Mm-hmm. But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thy mind, that thou mayest do it. Verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. 16. And that I command thee this day to love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways and to keep his Torah instruction and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall bless thee and the land whither thou go to possess it. Verse 17. But if thy mind turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other false Yahweh, and serve them. Mm. Verse 18. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possess over Jordan to go to possess it. 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
Mm-hmm.
That thou mayest love the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah sware unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them.
A precept there to the battle chapter, Deuteronomy's mother Eve. Precept there to 11th chapter, verse 26 to 28. Then we're going to close the statement up behind that. So look what it says. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13.
11.
Yeah, 11, verse 13. Then skip down to verse 26 in the closing statement. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13 and 26 in the closing statement.
Deuteronomy 11, verse
13 and 26. What does it say there, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 and verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my Torah instruction, which I command you this day, to love thee, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and to serve him with all your mind and with all your soul, yourself. Verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. So it is right before you. A blessing and a curse. It's up to you. Mother E, until we get back on the wind tonight, what's your closing statement behind that is?
I have a closing statement. Let me get back to it.
Yep. He going to sit before us, life and death. Come back to the bond that you can read. Understand that everything that's been before us have not been right because they've been led wrong. I don't care if they're your loved ones. They led you wrong. Time to come right. Mother E, what you got?
Okay. I'm going to read just three verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The word of the teacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity, vanity, said the teacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. What profit hath man of his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation comes. But the earth abideth forever. Hallelujah, Pa. Hallelujah, Pa. Hallelujah, Pa.
Hallelujah, Pa. That's excellent again, that Mother E. Mother Z will catch you all Wednesday night. And Mother D of Israel, look at that 11th chapter, verse 22. And look at verse 27, 28. You're on chapter 11, verse 22.
Yeah.
27 and 28. Look what he got here written in the 11th chapter, verse 22, 27, and 28. What he got written there, Mother E of Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22, 27, and 28. Verse 22. For if you shall diligently keep all these Torah instructions, which I command you to do them, to love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways and to cleave unto him. Verse 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you this day. Verse 28. And a curse if you will not obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after others, false Yahuwahs, which you have not known.
So he's telling us exactly what will happen and what the curse will give us in Hebrews chapter 10, 26 and 27, the closing statement. Let's see what will happen, Mother of Israel. And he said, I'll sit before you life and death, blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Let's see what he got written. He told Paul to tell them in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, verse 26 and 27. What he got written in the closing statement? Come on.
Hebrews chapter 10. I was looking for something that you said. Verses what?
26 and 27.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 and 27, and it reads, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, 27, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
He said, you continue to keep standing against me, just look forward for a big belly full of lake of fire. That's all you got coming. Continue doing it. Modi of Israel, what's your closing statement is? You're on the clock. We catch you all Wednesday night. You're on the clock. Come on.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Better is it that you shouldest not vow, then that thou should vow and not pay. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the ministering spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahuwah be angry at your voice and destroy the works of thine hand? Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Excellent. What do we have from that? Look, you had a full plate. You had Brother Yahdai Israel, the Elderon, and all the Mogad account one. And we saying the same message he wrote. Repent, but know what you're repenting from. Your wicked ways of the world, and give it in that one hour saying, and just make sure what you're doing, the Bible supports it. If the Bible supports it, then right on. Because your time's going to run out and your time is always. So from the mothers, the elders, from Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll catch you all Wednesday night. And, you know what I'm saying, but Yahweh beat you all. But, I mean, you got a full course of everything you need behind that. What's a full course of everything?
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, WCC, whatever you say, you ain't going to create nothing. You're going to lose this round. And once we organize right, you're going to lose big time. Y'all going to beat you all. So long, so long, to the most and all. So long.
So long, so
long. So long, so long.
He still has some time, Phil.
What are you saying, WCC? I got some more time left.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought my time was up. You mean we got some more time left on the network? Well, we just passed on time we got on the network, and we'll leave it like that. So, y'all, well, I'll be with you all, and we'll just close it out, and we'll say one thing about it. We come humble, and all we here do one thing is show you what this Bible saying. Although we might leave, we might end up 10 minutes on the clock today, but we'll get that 10 minutes some other time. But time got away from me, too. So, Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom.